welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. You've chosen a great poem this month, and I think it deserves a little bit of background because it's a topic that some primary care docs might not be as familiar with. It deals with the concept of medical abortion, which is the termination of pregnancy using medications alone rather than surgical options. And we're going to talk about two drugs. The first is mifepristone, which is an anti-progesterone. It is approved for use in the United States in combination with misoprostol. The pregnancy terminations can be done up to 70 days of gestation. Beyond 70 days, it's associated the medications with the lower efficacy and perhaps requires in-hospital supervision. The use of mifepristone in combination with misoprostol for medical pregnancy terminations has been standard practice now for perhaps a decade or so. It is in contrast to what we call surgical termination, which is uterine dilation and suction aspiration. Both are safe, both are highly effective, and both are wonderful for the appropriate patients. We'll talk about that in a second. Neither are 100% effective. A medical abortion, a little bit less effective than surgical abortion. The choice on the part of the woman is based primarily on availability, gestational age, patient preference. Women who seek abortion should be counseled about the advantages and disadvantages of both, and we don't have the time to go through that now. Currently, about a quarter of all abortions performed in the United States that are less than 8 weeks use a medical approach. The remainder use a surgical approach. The overall success rate, as I'd mentioned, with medical is a little bit less than it is with surgical, but it's still excellent, far greater than lots of things we do for patients. There are some significant adverse events or outcomes that occur with both approaches, surgical and medical, but they're about half of 1%. The main difference between the two is the patient's experience, where the surgical procedure takes place in one office visit, in a lithotomy position. It may or may not involve anesthetics or anesthesia, whereas the medical approach takes place primarily at home. Obviously, the patient needs to go to the physician's office, usually twice, to get the medicine and then for follow-up afterwards. Acceptability, that's been very well studied, is high for both surgical and medical procedures. Satisfaction appears to be a little bit higher for surgical, and that may be for the reason that you go in once, the procedure's over, cramping is less, and women that have had both tend to prefer the surgical a little bit over the medical, but not a slam home run here. Anyways, for those who place a high value on completing the procedure in one visit, surgery is probably your answer. The misoprostol alone regimens may be the treatment of choice in settings where mifepristone is not available or perhaps is too costly. In particular, misoprostol is commonly used as a single agent for second trimester abortions, primarily in the United States, but also in other parts of the world. You found a poem. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It asks the clinical question, in women with an early pregnancy loss, does pretreatment with mifepristone before misoprostol improve outcomes over treatment with misoprostol alone? So fairly complicated. Unfortunately, the two medicines sound a bit alike. I apologize.
A lot alike. Yeah, that's going to be my big challenge is pronouncing those two correctly over the next couple of minutes. And by the way, it's a slam dunk, not a slam home run, sports fan.
Sports fans out there. Oh boy, I've been outed. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, they recruited adult women who had a closed cervical os, and the ultrasound showed a non-viable IUP between 5 and 12 weeks gestation. The average age was about 30 years, 44% were African American, and most had about a 6 to 8 week gestation. They randomized them to get directly observed therapy with the initial dose of oral mifepristone, 200 micrograms, followed by 800 milligrams of misoprostol, which is four tablets, inserted vaginally 24 hours later, or just the misoprostol alone. Women and their physicians weren't masked to the treatment assignment. They knew what they were taking, but the person evaluating the ultrasound was blinded, which was, you know, one of the primary final outcomes. Every woman had a follow-up visit at 1 to 4 days. If the gestational sac was present on ultrasound, she got a second dose of misoprostol or the option of surgical evacuation and then had follow-up a week later. They only lost 7 of the women to follow-up or who withdrew consent. The likelihood of expulsion at the initial follow-up visit, which is what one of our goals, was significantly higher with combination therapy, 84 versus 67%, NNT of about 6. Women who didn't follow the instructions, though, and took the misoprostol less than 18 hours after the mifepristone had a somewhat lower likelihood of success, 80 versus 87%, and that wasn't statistically significant. For the women who had up to 2 doses of misoprostol, who needed another one, gestational sac expulsion at 30 days was more likely significantly in the combination therapy group, about 91 versus 76%, again, NNT of about 7. On the harm side, women who got pretreatment with mifepristone did have more vomiting with a number needed to harm of about 8 and more headache, number needed to harm about 9, but these weren't considered serious or, you know, potentially harmful side effects. So the bottom line, in women with an early pregnancy loss between 5 and 12 weeks gestation, pretreating with 200 micrograms of oral mifepristone before 800 of vaginal misoprostol increases the likelihood of successful expulsion of the gestational sac. The number needed to treat is about 6.
Wow. So with a low number needed to treat of 6, it seems like that's a winner, as you would say, a slam dunk. Although it might be a home run as well.
Or it could be a walk-off home run. How about that?
Okay. A walk-off home run. We'll use that. Anyways, it is, I think, that listeners who aren't familiar with medical pregnancy terminations would benefit from reading the article. It is pretty acceptable. The side effects are minimal, and it does provide some benefits over surgical termination for women that choose and value those particular options. So a good summary. I admire you for picking this. It's a little bit of a controversial topic, but it's important that primary care docs know about this.
I think so too. Thanks.
We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.